VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello guys, it's me, Ming Jane. Do you guys love fairy tales? If you do, which one is your favorite? Well, for me, it's definitely Cinderella. The first time I heard this story was 17 years ago when I was only about 4 or 5, and I have liked her very much ever since then. It's a very lovely story. She gets help from many people and eventually has a happy ending with her Prince Charming. However, did you know that this is not the original version of Cinderella? In fact, fairy tales were way darker than you realize as a kid. You must be shocked, right? Well, so let's take a look at today's sentence and see what the original version of Cinderella was about. Cinderella's wicked stepsisters try to get in on the glass slipper action by carving off some of their feet so they can jam it in there.
灰姑娘的鞋姐姐们在试穿玻璃鞋时切除自己部分的脚趾，为可以塞进那只玻璃鞋里。
首先我们来看发音的部分。 第一个字是wicked, wicked, 这里的ed要念it, 因为它是k结尾, 所以它是wicked, wicked. 接下来是get in, get in, 我们会把它连在一起念, 所以听起来就像是get in, get in. 下一个是that, that, 这里的t也会省略, 所以念起来是that glass slipper, that glass slipper. 最后一个是 jam it in， 我们的 it 跟 in 也是会连音连在一起念，所以听起来就像是 jam it in there。 OK， 那我们再放慢速度念一次句子
：Cinderella's wicked stepsisters try to get in on that glass slipper action by carving off some of their feet so they can jam it in there。
接下来我们来看今天的第一个单字 wicked, wicked 这是一个形容词，意思是邪恶的、坏的。你们应该会很常在卡通里面听到这个字，因为邪恶的女巫就是叫 Wicked Witch.
My niece cries whenever she sees the Wicked Witch in the cartoon.
So for example, 我侄女不管什么时候看到卡通里邪恶的女巫都会哭。 接下来第二个单字是carve, carve, 这是一个动词，意思是雕刻、切成小片。 那carve这个字在今天的句子里面是接上of来表示切掉， 除了of以外也可以接上其他的词表示不一样的意思， 例如接上up的话是carve up， 意思是分割、瓜葛。 For example,
by the end of the 18th century, foreign powers had carved out China.
18世纪末，外国势力把中国瓜分。 那如果接上out的话，就会变成carve out. Carve out, 意思是努力赢得谋得。 For example,
parents should let children carve out their own path instead of being helicopter parents.
家长应该要让小孩自己去开创他们的世界，而不是当直升机家长。接下来我们来看今天的最后一个单字 ，Jane，Jane， 相信大家应该都知道这个字，但是我们都是把它拿来当做果酱的意思。但在今天的句子里面，它是一个动词，意思是把什么东西塞入，像是这样。
Many greedy people always jam as many free onions as they can into plastic bags whenever they go to Costco.
很多贪心的人去好市多的时候都会尽可能把塑胶袋装满免费的洋葱。大家应该都有看过这种人吧，不管是洋葱或者是饮料，他们都会一直不停疯狂的塞。这是一件不太可取的事，所以请大家不要学习。 那它还有两种名词的意思，第一个是最喜欢的歌。 譬如说当你在收音机里面，然后你听到一首你很喜欢的歌，以我来说，如果我听到 Bruno Mars 的 Uptown Funk， 然后我就会很开心的跟我朋友说 Hey, this is my jam， 这首是我最喜欢的歌耶。那另外一个名词的意思是困境、窘境。 For example,
if a stranger tells you that he is in a jam and asks you to lend him some money, don't believe him。
如果有陌生人告诉你他现在有困难，希望你能借他一些钱，千万不要相信他。
Alright guys, that's it. Although Cinderella's original version was really wicked, I still love her very much.And by the way, besides Cinderella, there are also darker versions of other famous fairy tales. So don't forget to watch them if you are really curious about the original versions. And before you do that, don't forget to leave a comment below about your favorite fairy tales with your recording. And see you soon. Bye!